Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Is The Bench.
The Bench.
On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Wednesday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with Dell, and off we go. Which is, I'm
feeling this is going to be the best show we've done in 3 years.
You think so?
Yeah.
It's a little warm in here. You turn the heat up or something.
No, I turn the AC on.
And
you got a sweater vest.
It's it's supposed to be cold today. It's gonna be cool today.
Says who?
Says the Channel 13 weather people. Okay.
What's she look like?
She's pretty hot.
Okay. I'll believe her.
Yeah. No. I mean, if you're gonna hire a weather person, better be a Mexican weather person.
All right.
I mean,
you say so.
I mean, that is the standard.
That came off sounded. I know what you mean. You're making a hot woman comment,
yeah.
But it just came off. Am I wrong? I don't know. I felt like that came off weird. It better be a Mexican. Like what?
Yes.
What?
Yeah.
What? Hold on a second.
Her name.
It's just weird to hear someone make
the tone was
a
all
racial
wrong.
Designation on a job position.
Yeah, tone was wrong.
No.
It was jarring for him to say.
There's nothing jarring about it.
Everything
about
it. Have
you seen Mexican weather women?
Because thought was when you say if you're going to hire a weather person, better you would assume he would have said better be a hot one.
Uh-huh. So, yeah.
You would have expected
but you
that.
Just go better be a Mexican.
It's jarring.
It's like whoa, wait. Did he just?
You can say.
Oh, he meant it from. I know what his. Okay. I know what his intention was.
Yes.
Yeah, we get
I know
it.
What his intent was.
But Google Mexican weather women.
No, it's understood.
Yeah, you didn't say that though.
But yes, I did.
You said better be a Mexican.
It better be. Better be.
It was it like
I'm hiring.
John, you can pretend like. Oh, and look, we're not killing you for it, but it is jarring what you did. It was like, what?
Well, yeah, you didn't throw a gender designation
in. Think about it. Okay, now I know what it means.
I knew your intent, and that's why I'm only giving you a flagrant one.
or
a yellow card. It's just a yellow card.
It's not a flagrant two. It was excessive, but it wasn't like forceful contact to the head.
I didn't get a red card. One more yellow card, though, and I'm out?
Well, you'd be out in the first segment, then, if we're doing that game.
Listen, here's the deal. Is it's going to be cool. So know your weather, okay?
All right.
You're the cold weather idiot in this room.
Wait, is
okay?
This your phone or
that's my phone.
I got to get my phone and check and see if you're a liar.
So the
greatest show in 3 years is off to a good start.
It's off to a great start. So off we go. Not quite. Like, how about, I mean, you could tell John Wall was determined last night.
Yeah.
John Wall was, he was definitely... determined last night to show Washington, and you know I don't know when it was last week, whenever they lied to me, Victor Oladipo. They never told me. No one told me they were going to trade me, John Wall. They lied to me. I heard the rumors and I called them and they said I wasn't going to be traded. And then they traded me, so they lied to me.
These are guys who both
guess
wanted
what?
To be
it's
traded.
What they, It's too. What general managers do to everybody.
Yeah.
Just know this, John Wall. If you're talking to a general manager, he's probably lying.
But I thought both guys wanted out anyway.
Yeah.
I guess Wall, Wall not as much. I didn't hear that as much. I think they just wanted to get rid of Wall. But Russ, we knew Russ wanted out. We knew Oladipo wanted out.
Well, Oladipo said he didn't.
I'm tired of hearing this Oladipo thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then don't be telling everybody you want out. Come get me. Help me. Please rescue me. I've been kidnapped. And he's blinking furiously, like, what are you doing in the bubble? I didn't do that.
Yeah.
What? I didn't say that.
I didn't say...
So all these multiple players are lying?
Yeah. No, they're all lying. They're all lying. And I'm not. They're all lying. I'm not. I never said that. Okay. Okay. Whatever the case may be, everybody's feelings are so hurt. Now, I don't mind, you know, John Wall kicking their ass last night. That's fine. I mean, that just, you know what? 24 points, he looked good. He was active. He was he seemed to be intense. Now he did sit for five games with a sore left knee, and he is extremely injury prone. So they limited his minutes.
No, but you can see what happens if you give him like a couple of weeks off between games. You got something.
Wait a minute.
There is some.
So he's got to have a football bye every day. He's got
to. Well, I mean, I don't make the rules. I'm just saying, if you want John Wall to be at his best, give him a couple weeks. Time it up with a game that you really want to win, like against, you know, the Wizards, 3-10, and then boom, you unleash him, and then put him back on the bench. Rest him. Get it right. He'll be good.
Yeah. Well, it would be nice if he played more than every 2 weeks, since they play every other night.
Okay, says you.
Right.
You ask for things, but I mean, I feel like you're a bit demanding.
Well, it's fine, I guess.
It was
if he's going to play, like, if he's going to score 24 and get a win, I mean, that's nice every couple weeks.
He was one for six from three.
I mean, I would hope that this sterling performance against his former trash team that he was against isn't the high watermark.
Well, now you did beat the Wizards, so yeah, you know, nobody's doing that.
Did you notice PJ Tucker at any point yesterday during the game?
Oh, did he die? Is he?
No,
right?
He played. He Whitney'd it.
Oh no,
he merciless'd it.
Oh no, he didn't.
0 points.
Zero.
He did have.
Well, then he didn't Whitney it.
No, he did have assists. He had two rebounds.
Two rebounds is a much better game than Whitney Merciless.
Yeah, but in the grand scheme of things, isn't that the same as a Merciless? Like,
no, no.
What about you a hurry? Have to go. Maybe Whitney had a hurry.
Huh? Whitney didn't have. No, Whitney had two games.
It's not possible.
Whitney
in the NBA.
Had two games where he did not show up once on the stat
sheet. Hold on a second.
He played the whole game.
I will. Well, I don't know if he got all the snaps. I will say this.
No, he didn't get all the snaps.
It is easier for Whitney Merciless to go zeros across the board than PJ Tucker to go 34 minutes with 0 points, zero assists, and two rebounds. 34 minutes.
You do have to ask the question then, is he dead?
I'm just telling you, he's officially in the merciless category. When you're 0 and 0 points, rebounds, and you play 34 minutes, that is hard to. He had no turnovers. I mean, the only way you know he was alive, he had three fouls.
34 minutes. Amazing.
That's a ton of. To get two rebounds, no assists, no points, and he shot one time the whole game in 34 minutes. That's almost impossible.
That's
almost impossible. I would say that's harder than a Whitney Merciless move.
Now, in his defense, he did have a miss. So he was
one.
So you know he was alive. He was actually in the game. He actually was participating.
You know, it's not a great shooting night for the home team, but they have been getting on the boards a little bit better. And you saw for the first time, like yesterday, it was Daniel House. So they had, obviously, Jay Sean Tate. Now, I want you to pay attention to this. Pay attention to this lineup. Ready? Tell me, were they on this team last year? PJ Tucker.
Yes.
Jay Sean Tate.
No.
DeMarcus Cousins.
No.
Wall.
No.
Oladipo.
No.
House.
Sometimes when he wasn't.
Eric Gordon.
Diddling. Yes.
No, we don't say diddling. That's saved for other people.
Diddles too.
Diddling gives the impression that it was illegal.
Yeah. When he wasn't. Yeah.
Canoodling.
When he wasn't canoodling?
You can say canoodling.
Yeah. Say canoodling, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Eric Gordon.
Eric Gordon, yes.
Sterling Brown.
No.
David Nwaba.
No.
Ben McLemore.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Kirks.
What's his first name?
Rashid.
No, it's kind of. No.
Raheem.
No.
Raheel.
No.
Okay. Kenya Martin Jr.
No. No.
Let me see. Oh, yeah, Mason Jones. My God, Mason Jones.
I told you that we have a Mason Jones. I told you that before.
I forgot we have a Mason Jones.
Yeah, no.
B. Thomas.
No. Whoever beat Broderick? No. Oh, yeah, it is Broderick.
Is it?
Only it's spelled different than the Alabama linebacker.
I mean, this is not your Daryl Morey's lineup.
Mm-mm. No, Rafael Stone has his.
He's flipped a lot of guys out of there. PJ Tucker.
He's got his fingerprints all over this.
Oh, no, literally. I mean, yeah. PJ Tucker, House, Gordon, Macklemore, and that's pretty much a wrap.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, that's good for him. I mean, it needed it, didn't it? Look at the infusion of young talent. Young people.
Well, some of these guys are, I mean, look, Cousins and Wall, unfortunately, they're just right now, they're just bridge players.
Yeah.
I mean, they may be the big names, but they're bridge players. So, you're finding out on Oladipo.
Oladipo's going
to
be
But it's nice to get guys who are rotational players. And, you know, and House and Gordon have stepped into the they step in hot and heavy to the rotation. Sterling Brown will take a little bit of a step back. But, you know, Jayshon Tate, for example, why he and Christian Wood didn't play yesterday. That's another one that was a no.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, there's another no. But Jayshon Tate is one of those young guys that has a chance to be in the eight-man rotation, 8-9, long-term for you. I would say Nwaba obviously has that chance. Sterling Brown. Like, I'm okay with having some new things, some new people to check out. It's some new, all right, let's see what this guy's got. Because those are the guys who become the next young players. You know, somebody's got to take over for P.J. Tucker. P.J. had a nice run. He was more than I could have anticipated, frankly. I remember Raheel was very big on it. I think, if I remember correctly, he was very big on it.
What did he used to do? He used to have some kind of man love. What was it, Del, that Raheel used to do?
He would give P.J. Tucker bro jobs.
Oh, yeah, bro jobs.
Oh, just not. Just you want to talk about jarring. That is a yeah. What does that mean?
He would go on. Well, he would go on a about 3 to 4 minute dialogue, talk about all the things that made P.J. Tucker who he is and why he was so valuable.
That's we can't rebrand.
That's
that?
What he called it.
That's what he liked.
That's call. Not rebranding.
No.
He liked to call it that.
Yeah,
I'm gonna give P.J. Tucker, and then he would go on about what he was. About how much he loved what P.J. Tucker provided. Plus, he was a Texas guy, so he loves him there, too.
I just feel like the branding on that is off.
I mean,
off.
Would you forget something if some guy said, hey, Landon?
No, I mean, I'm not going to tell you that it's the worst name for it. No. It's just because it's actually fairly accurate with Raheel doing that about a former
Longhorn.
Should
have got it sponsored by, like, China Garden or something.
I'm sure that would have worked out.
Oh, no.
How would you even set that up? Like, Chastang Ford presents Raheel's job. Yeah. What? Who wants to be attached?
No,
to that?
He knew what he was doing just now when he said China Garden.
I know. I just wanted to avoid it.
Yeah, just skirt around it. Just skate around it.
I have to go.
Look how funny. Look how much he made himself laugh just now.
I know. He likes himself pretty. A lot.
Oh, I'm pretty proud of me.
Yeah. Well, okay. I mean,
okay.
You know, why wouldn't you be?
Okay. All right. We're going to take a break right here. 713-780-377. There's a lot of hurt. If you haven't heard about this Curt Schilling thing.
Everyone's got their feelings.
Everybody. Everybody's got their feelings all in a wad.
Well, Curt Schilling's always been. But the Hall of Fame vote went down. Nobody got in. Officially, this is officially the time where the steroid era. It is, we're seeing it jam up right now. Like, we've seen it all officially come together. When we get back, we'll talk about some of the players who missed the Hall of Fame, who in years past, when they were playing, you would have said, oh, lock cinch. But steroid era, there's people saying, you know what? We're going to hold
you to account. And you know what?
Yeah.
Good, because if Jose Altuve is going to catch it, we'll talk about it on the other side. If Jose Altuve is going to catch it, then these guys should be catching it. Right now, you want to, here's the deal is... McGrath Pest Control is that's my peeps over there. If you don't have a pest control company, first of all, you need one. You need them to come every quarter or so. I don't even know how often they come. I think every 3 months, 3-4 months, whatever it is. And they come to your home and they're going to make sure that there are no bugs. And if you do have anything, we had possums in the backyard and it was terrible. I mean, they were up walking around the house and everything. Scott McGrath came, got rid of those. If you've got any kind of animal in your attic that you need to be removed, Scott McGrath can take care of that as well. But, you know, it's the everyday. It's the cockroaches and the termites and the gross. You know what? You can't have that in your home. And if you do or in your home or business, well, then Scott McGrath will come and take care of that business. Like I said, I said this 100 times. I had a buddy who had a bar who was the cockroach problem was just terrible. And Scott McGrath was able to alleviate that for him. And it made a huge difference in his business. So if you have any issues whatsoever, go to McGrathPestControl.com. That's McGrathPestControl.com. 281-469-8240. McGrathPestControl.com.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Trash talking. I mean, that's what two competitive guys do. You know what I mean? Russ been kicking my ass for years. This is only my third win, I think, against Russ since I've been in the league. So, you know what I mean? He's a hell of a talent. I know he's dealing with injuries the same I was, and we're just trying to keep getting better and trying to lead our team. But just two competitive guys that trash talk. You know what I mean? This ain't the first time we trash talked before, and we know how good he could be.
I don't start talking and I guess felt the need him and Marcus to talk. And I defend myself because I don't, you know, allow people just to say anything, especially when I know the facts as it pertains to anybody on the court playing against, you know. So I think they just start talking. They just started winning at that time. So, you know, it's cool though.
I want you to translate that. By the way, that was John Wall,
yeah,
and then Russell Westbrook both talking about their technical fouls.
Which one was wearing a mask?
Russell Westbrook and glasses. They both had sunglasses on, but Russell Westbrook, he did look like at any point, you know, if he was going to leave there, this is the outfit that you wear if you're about to rob a bank or a convenience store or whatever you want to rob. Because you can't see.
Harry Carey glasses on.
Yeah.
Those great big giant. John Wall looked stylish, and you could understand everything he said because he didn't have a mask.
Not really. It was, I mean, first of all, Zoom calls are hard anyway.
Yeah, but I could understand everything he said. Russell Westbrook was, the connection seemed janky. He had like five masks on. I couldn't
even. He also cursed a couple times, so it had to be dropped out.
Yeah, which
did
doesn't
he?
Help.
Yeah, he couldn't tell. If you can't understand the words, is it really a curse?
I could. He said, I don't take from no one, particularly when I... He said also that he started talking
when
the Rockets started winning. But John Wall, the video was actually with the camera pointed at him. Russ had the Zoom, which affected the quality. Plus, he had a mask.
Basically,
on.
I guess they've had beef in the past, had issues in the past. And as John Wall said, I didn't even realize this.
I used to get my ass kicked by him.
Right. Yeah, I didn't realize this because I didn't care anything about Washington. They've been completely irrelevant. But apparently, Russ has just crushed John Wall throughout his career, or at least his teams have crushed John Wall's teams.
They didn't play too often.
Twice a year. And if you're always getting beat by him.
You get beat twice a year, you catch a long losing streak.
Yeah, I guess.
So I guess that's what it was about. And then they got into it, and they stayed into it pretty good during the – you know, T.A. sent me a text. He said – and we were talking about – he said, I tell you what, if Oladipo keeps playing like he is playing, he won't be in a position to choose if he wants to stay in Houston. He's not that good so far. Oladipo got off to – we kind of – for a while, it was just like, I don't pay attention to the shooting percentage. Just, you know, Victor scored 24. Victor got 21. We're now on a path where – Oladipo's playing a certain way, which is he's got to be a high-volume shooter. He was 7-21 yesterday. He's becoming more high-volume shooter, really, than anything. And that's not efficient Rocket basketball play. You're not seeing the Rockets get to the free throw line as much without James with his monster, you know, free throw attempts. But Oladipo, this is what it was meant for. This is meant to be... Is Oladipo a guy that we want to pay and you know, put into our mix, or do we just let him go and we got rid of, you know, this is part of a deal that got rid of James's contract? That's really what this is.
Mm-hmm.
And if he makes it, he makes it. And if he doesn't, he doesn't. But if he's not going to play that well, then you damn sure are going to have the advantage from a financial standpoint, because fewer and fewer teams are willing to give out those max or pseudo max contracts to guys who aren't very good players. Like, they just don't hand those out as readily anymore. Have you noticed that, Dell? They from a contractual standpoint, It used to be you could just be pretty good and you're going to catch the max. I don't think that's going to be that way with Oladipo. He's been around long enough where people know him.
Yeah, he'll find out probably. Well, you can see just as far as teams not wanting to give up things to get grab him. I mean, he wanted out of Indiana, and Indiana really didn't have a taker, particularly for a place he wanted to go. Oladipo's had one good year in the league. Like, he's been okay.
He's got a reputation of having more than that, but you're right.
He had the all-star year in his first year in Indiana, back home. Well, at least he played ball in Indiana. I don't know where he grew up, but he played ball in college. He had the one good year. He was an all-star, legit all-star. And then off the back of that year, before he got injured, in the next year, he was an all-star again. But he has not been – he shot 47% from the field, and everyone thought, wow, the trade to Indiana, getting away from Russ, opened up his game. Since that point, now injuries have been a concern, 42%. Under 40%, 40%, and now with the Rockets, he's under 38%. He has not.
That's just from the field. That's not three.
That's from three. That's not from three. He has not been the player that his name has garnered. When you think, oh, it's Victor Oladipo, he's had one good year.
Why do we think of Victor Oladipo?
He was a high draft pick and all the, and he's moved around.
he made two All-Star teams.
He made one. I went through it. He made one All-Star team legitimately, and the next year back. Based off what he did previous, he made it again. Because you look at the next year's stats, 42%, under 20 points per game, and he made the All-Star team. Yeah. He was not an All-Star that year, but he made it because of what had happened previously.
I guess he's a name now.
Yeah, but he's only a name for me. I don't understand the appeal, really.
I mean, this is his 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. This is his 10th year in the league.
He's more Eric Gordon than
what? Yeah.
Than max player.
Well, I don't know that he's a max player. I mean,
oh, he's not a max.
He's not going to get. But when we're talking about cornerstone franchise types, he's more Eric Gordon.
I'm going to tell you this: he's going to be out there because he thinks really, really highly of himself. Well, he's going out there because the Rockets are not going to offer him.
He's not a one. He's not a two, and I'm not even for sure he's a three. I think he's a three on a very average. He's a three here.
Well, he is the three here, I guess. Yeah.
Christian Wood, John Wall, and then Oladipo, I guess. He's a three on an average team. On a good team, really on a real team, he's a six man. On a play, you throw him on the Lakers, he's like a six man.
Could possibly be.
I mean, there's not a lot of teams like the Lakers, but I think on a good basketball team, Victor Oladipo is a fourth at best.
Now, we before the break, we told you we were going to tell you about this Hall of Fame thing. And zero players. The first time since 1960, no one has been elected into the baseball.
60 years.
Yeah. 61 years.
Yeah.
61 years since no one has been elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame. You got to get 75% of the vote. Curt Schilling got 71.1%, followed by Barry Bonds at 61.8%, and Roger Clemens at 61.6%. And they're all going to be on the ballot. Those three are going to be on the ballot for the last time because you can only be on the ballot for, what is it, 15 years or something? Is it 10 or 15 years? Whatever the case may be. This says for the first time since 2013. Well, for the first time since 2013, nobody will be elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame this year. Veterans Committee elected somebody. So the Veterans Committee didn't elect anybody this year. So there will be no Hall of Fame ceremony this year. Is that what they're saying here?
Yeah.
Because I remember, it was not that long ago that no one was voted in. I guess it was just the – and now the Veterans Committee – Curt Schilling says, I want to wait for the Veterans Committee. I will not participate in the final year of voting. I am requesting to be removed from the ballot. I'll defer to the Veterans Committee and men whose opinions actually matter and who are in a position to actually judge a player. How about this? I've played with wife beaters, adulterers, assaulted, drug addicts, and alcoholics. I've never hit a woman drunk, driven drunk, done drugs, peds, or otherwise. Assaulted anyone or committed any sort of crime. I'm now somehow in a conversation with two men who cheated, and instead of being accountable, they chose to destroy others' lives to protect their lie. What? I always have one thing they will forever chase, a legacy.
So he was never, ever mentioned with peds?
No. Never.
Never?
He's never been. No. Okay. He's never been a ped guy.
He's a Hall of Famer.
Right.
if this is just about his political stuff or being a douchebag or video game.
I have a feeling it's probably the political stuff. You know, these baseball writers holier than thou. And
yeah, but I mean, that's the same. Like, judge a guy for his on-field stuff, and I don't care about their what they say when they're out of the game.
Well, but that do you know these guys?
No, I get it, but that's kind of a weird one. I always thought that he was kind of, I thought he was mentioned or rumored with some PED stuff.
No, he's not a PED guy.
No, I don't remember him being tied to it.
He had the bloody sock. And
I remember bloody sock.
Obviously, everybody in that era. So guess who's coming on board next year to see if they can get into the Hall of Fame?
Who?
Alex Rodriguez and David Ortiz. I'll have a real, real issue with these guys if David Ortiz flies into the Hall of Fame or Alex Rodriguez while Roger Clemens and Barry Bonds have been taking the brunt of all of
this.
Here's
the problem for A-Rod. It goes all the way back. It's tagged all the way back to was it college or high school? No, it wasn't college.
High school.
It's tagged all the way back to high school on him. That's been put on him all the way back into high school. To me, that almost tarnishes the whole career.
Yeah.
And we know, I don't see any way he gets in first ballot.
First ballot, he should not get in, period. He should.
I don't think, no. But
if Bonds and Clemens aren't getting in.
And these are guys who
we know that they had clean years.
Right.
We know that they had clean years. If these guys aren't getting in, how in the world did Alex Rodriguez ever get in? And David Ortiz as well. David Ortiz tested. David Ortiz was in the what was the name of the report? Whatever the report
Mitchell
was.
Mitchell report.
The what?
The Mitchell report.
He was in the Mitchell report. And, I mean, what the hell? We are going, and I know David Ortiz is getting in. You know that David Ortiz is going to get in.
Oh, Big Poppy. It's Big Poppy.
Big Poppy.
You got to put Poppy in. Poppy, after the Boston bombings, Poppy told everyone to eat his. Put Poppy in. Like, no.
Yeah.
Poppy's a cheater, too.
Poppy's a cheater.
What are y'all talking about? Stop picking and choosing who gets in trouble for this.
They love Poppy. Everybody loves Poppy, Big Poppy. So, no, Big Poppy's going
to
get in.
Okay, listen to this.
And it's
list.
A load of crap.
When we come back, I'll go through the list of guys, and you guys are going to be surprised when you hear the list and you kind of jog your memory about that golden era of home run baseball. You're going to be like, oh, my God, I would have thought for sure this guy was going to get into the Hall of Fame. Like, what percentage did he get? Remember, it's, what, 75%?
75.
Schilling got very close, but we'll get into this a little bit more on the other side. It's 7:30 right now. I want to tell you about Generator Supercenter. If you lose your juice, you know, we're talking about a lot of juice in baseball. If you lose your juice at home, that means that your power went out. And if your power goes out and you're going to sit there and you think, okay, and we've all done this, your power goes out, you go, oh, what do we do? You think somebody else in the neighborhood is called? You look around outside, make sure everyone else's lights are out and things like that. But here's the problem is that when you have the power go out, when you are dealing with a storm where the wind can do damage, that can end up lasting for a while before they get everything back up and moving. And when it's a hurricane, it can last for days, weeks, and we've even seen months before in some areas of the country. Don't be without your power. Generac Automatic Standby Generator is waiting for you, and Generator Supercenter has it. And financing's available, low monthly payments. But imagine that you have this installed at your home, and you know that the automatic standby generator from Generac is going to turn on immediately when your power goes off. You're not going to lose power. Your AC will be on. Your freezer will stay on. Your refrigerator will stay on. You will remain with all your comforts that you have, even if your neighbors don't, because you've got that standalone automatic standby generator from Generac. Make sure that you give a call and you get a free estimate right now, 281-377-9774. This is not only a great peace of mind, it's a great thing to have as part of your home. 281-377-9774. That's Generator Supercenter.
ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, it's 7:33 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here to talk about whatever. You want to talk Rockets, you want to talk Hall of Fame, you want to talk Deshaun, whatever the case may be.
I do want to talk.
We haven't even mentioned Deshaun's name 33 minutes into the show. How about that?
Okay, so it looks like someone I talked to behind the scenes believes, I've heard conflicting reports about it, it's not going to be Bienemy. I don't think it's going to be either Frazier or Caldwell, but people around the league, one guy texted me who's a coach on the team, said I'm hearing it's for sure going to be Leslie Frazier.
Yeah.
And you know, the I guess the rumor is it's going to be Tim Kelly and Romeo Crennel staying.
Paw Romeo staying?
I don't.
Well,
he's like, here. What, Dell? What are you raising your hands for?
You don't get any more picks.
You don't get any more picks. So what do you care?
If the Texans lose, you don't get any more picks. Why are you happy?
No, but I enjoy the running it back aspect of it. Just put Leslie Frazier on top of the pyramid and just run back what happened last year.
Jack Easterby, it is a run it back.
Let's run it back. No, you don't say run it back from 4-12. Run it back. Run it back.
This you know why what? We're not this bad. Run it back.
Yeah.
No, they are this bad. They are this bad.
So let's break it down. The hierarchy will be you get a new guy in Caserio, but Jack Easterby will still remain. Cal will still remain. You get a new head coach in Leslie Frazier. You give the Bills Bills 2 third-round picks. Not really you giving them to them, but since you hired them, they get 2 third-round picks. So one of your AFC East compadres get 2 third-round picks because you hired Leslie Frazier.
Okay.
And you keep Tim Kelly and Romeo Crennel with no Deshaun, right? Is that what's going to happen?
So this is what this guy says. I'm going to read this. Then I say
John,
his name.
Think about that.
Listen to what somebody who is a coach on another team says. Hey, I'm here in Caldwell. He goes, what's the word on the Texans job? And I said, I believe Frazier's leading. Oh, no, he says Caldwell. Okay. He goes, you sure that's not smoke and mirrors? And I said, I mean, I guess it could be. I said, I heard it's going to be a black coach with a great deal of certainty. He said, I got you. I'm here in Caldwell. Yeah, Easterby said he would never hire EB in November. He was never going to be an option there. He said, this franchise is a joke. Right now, zero leadership. Now, remember, he's from the outside looking in, and he said, Caserio is going to take over that organization completely. The ownership will struggle for control. Watch. I said, oh, it's going to happen. He said, they don't even know what they just did and who they just hired. And I was like, I said, well, Easterby together? He goes, bruh. And then that was it. And I'm like, bro, what do you mean who they just hired and what just happened? They don't know. Like, what? And this is somebody who has ties to other coaches and, you know, and I'm like, what does that mean? They don't even know who they just hired and what's going to happen. Like, I'm worried about Jack Easterby. I don't want to have to worry about Nick Caserio.
So
that was a very disturbing text.
Would the scenario still remain with Caldwell that he would just keep? Well, Tim Kelly, fine, whatever. But
Tim Caldwell doesn't have any power. Romeo Crennel, say.
So in both scenarios, you're going to keep both coordinators, lose your best player possibly.
Yeah.
I
think that there is a concern also out there.
Why
was Nick Caserio not at the
Senior
Bowl?
Why would you get rid of either of them?
Well, Tim Kelly I could see keeping, although with no Deshaun, how good will Tim Kelly be? But Romeo Crennel gets to stay around? The guy they pulled out of mothballs?
So weird. Jim Caldwell and Romeo Crennel.
Wait. Into the head coaching role, interim head coach.
Wait, Romeo Crennel, who they didn't want calling plays on defense, will now.
Well, they saw Anthony Weaver, though.
Understood.
They've had to pull him out. This is the second time out of the fire. Like, not even out of the fire. Just like, will you please call? We tried it with Vrabel. We tried it with Weaver.
I don't know if you guys heard, there's a shortage of defensive coordinators. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
There is a shortage out there, and you two are trying. Oh, and Paw Romeo, is it good enough for you two? Oh,
I'm a serious
have you ever been a defensive
coordinator? This is a serious question. Dell, how old is Jim Caldwell? Let's look this up. What would you guess?
I would guess.
I'm going to say late, 66.
Late 50s, early 60s?
Yeah, I don't think he's that old. Not 66.
66. I was
he's
right.
66.
Yeah, he's 66.
Mark of the devil.
Papa no. Romeo.
66.
Not... born in June?
No, January.
No, January. Okay. Oh, he just had a birthday. Just turned 66. Just had a birthday. So if Jim Caldwell's the coach, I mean, Tim Kelly is what? Tim Kelly's going to be gaming with the players. Like, get on. What's the new game? We Are Us or...
We Are Us. The Last of Us, you mean?
Yeah. The Rest of Us, The Last of Us, whatever it is. He'll be on there playing that against the players. And Papa Romeo and Papa and Papa Jim are going to be at like Christie's putting butter on their crackers and eating at 5 o'clock at the latest. They're going to be having their super early dinners. They'll be in bed. Now, the good thing is they're going to be in bed by no later than 9, and they will be up at 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to be up at 4 o'clock.
Right, right, right.
Rain or shine.
Team dinner is going to be 4 o'clock in the
team
afternoon.
Team dinner is going to be super early. Butter on crackers, buttered bread.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, kind of older people food.
So my source says Romeo's not going to be D.C. He's going to be a consultant.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Good.
He's not going to be D.C.
Consulting, so he'll go back to his previous role.
Yeah, his previous role. He'll be consulting. Well, what is that? He's too old. But listen.
Analyst? Like dress up in Texan stuff? Listen, or just...
I really like Anthony Weaver. I hope Anthony Weaver does really well. Anthony Weaver was, I know he didn't have any players. I get that. But some of the things that he did last year mm-hmm. and the position that he put guys in as opposed to, I don't know. Good things,
yeah.
Doing good things and setting them up and to possibly stop Davante Adams as opposed to putting Eric Murray on him 1-on-1, which was after Davante had his 17th catch against him. You know, to still, you know what, we're going to stop him this time. Oh, are we?
Well, now he is the defensive line coach and run game coordinator for the Ravens.
Well, here's the deal. Is somebody has to do a much better job than Anthony Weaver did. I love Anthony Weaver, can't be a nicer guy, but boy, that was awful. Now, and again, in fairness, he had no corners. He had the safeties were terrible, played terrible, but some of his scheming was really questionable.
Yeah.
Really, really questionable.
So what are we talking about? He's not a candidate.
No. But it'll be interesting to see what they do now. It's not going to be Romeo. Romeo's not going to be the DC.
Good.
No. This is Josh Heupel.
That's Josh Heupel.
Yes, Josh Heupel. He's now the new head coach at Tennessee.
By the way, that was a quarterback.
Yeah. Josh Heupel got bigger than most quarterbacks.
Yeah, well, Freddie Kitchens, too.
Yeah, Freddie Kitchens, too. Did you see him in his Batman outfit, though? That's the new coach at Tennessee.
You know, the easy low bar joke is, you mean Fat Man?
Ooh.
Yeah, that's the low bar. I'm glad you wouldn't go there.
I wouldn't go there. You mentioned the Freddie Kitchens thing. I did see someone say Heupel and Kitchens were battling for who aged the worst.
I think Alex Van Pelt is another former quarterback who's... Not a small quarterback. Let's get David real quick before we get to a break. What's up, David?
Hey guys. Kurt Schilling got in serious hot water because he was a proponent on not letting men into women's bathrooms, and the whole world went nuts on him just because he's conservative.
Coach who?
And I think being a Houstonian and you know watching the Astros since you know I knew what baseball was. I believe that Fat Elvis was treated the same mm-hmm. because he was very conservative. Because there's no way Edgar Martinez is better than, you know, than Fat Elvis. He's just not. He had the same numbers, and he actually played above average defense. And the fact that he's not in the Hall of Fame is, you know, beyond me. So I have zero trust in sports writers. There's no way that Kurt Schilling is not a Hall of Famer. Thanks.
All right. You know, I do believe that certainly is playing into it. There's a lot of liberal, I mean, and we're not going to get into the politics of it all. But
it's not just that. Kurt Schilling has not been likable with a lot. The fights and arguments he's had with other baseball people. But that shouldn't play. Not only
baseball people, his political.
Well, yeah. I mean, he's got
ultra conservative.
Remember, he had the video game stuff that he tried to. Like, Curt Schilling, you can just Google Curt Schilling's name and get a lot of stuff. The political stuff, sure. But, I mean, there's a lot of stuff. Curt Schilling, from the time he got out of baseball, was in fights with different baseball people and all that. None of that should play a role, though, in a Hall of Fame voting.
Yeah,
I mean, it really shouldn't. It shouldn't
but it does.
Lance Berkman has been. It shouldn't be for somebody who's on the way left scale. Like, how did they play? And if Peds is a concern, keep them out. But the other stuff really should not be.
Well,
it's
absolutely played into Lance Berkman's career, post baseball career.
There's no question about it, and it's ridiculous when you look at him versus Edgar Martinez. And look, I loved Edgar Martinez, great hitter. Edgar Martinez lasted longer than Michael Brantley has his career, but Michael Brantley is the same kind of player. Like Michael Brantley, just Edgar played for a long time and was healthier. But Lance Berkman is a hit. When you really go look at everything, it's like, holy crap, Lance deserved way more votes.
Yeah.
Apparently the Hall of Fame, we've got to go to break, stipulate that the candidates are supposed to display integrity and character. This is from a writer. I voted for Curt at least twice, writer Claire Smith said, but not so in the last two ballots, 20 and 2021. My decision was based on which I have been told is a valid consideration voters can use in their Hall of Fame ballot decision. My decision was made after Curt retweeted allegations that the mass murder of the children of Newton, Connecticut was a hoax. So this is what people are considering when not voting for Curt Schilling.
Yeah. All right, 744 ESPN 97.5, 713-78. That's no jab at Curt Schilling. It's the truth. But this is a jab.
Well, so yesterday I looked at my parents' website on the Lone Star Coaching Clinic because they're going to open it up virtually to anybody this year, which is, I'm like, dude, this is great, Dad. And then I went to their site and I'm like, oh my gosh. I immediately told them, yeah, we're going to have to get site jab on this. And my dad was, yeah, well, you know, the other company and blah, blah, blah. They did it about 18 years ago. Oh, it looks like it's about 18 years old. Site jab is going to have to come in and get this tightened up. And if you want to go see the before, you can go to LoneStarCoachingClinic.com. You can see what it looks like now. And when you see what it looks like afterwards with site jab, it's going to be night and day. And this is a great example. They have great, a coaching clinic that's awesome, but they're not really set up great for e-commerce right there on the site. They're not really set up to it doesn't look appealing like it can. You have too many click-throughs into too many pages to get your information. What SiteJab does is they tighten it all up and they give you a chance to get people your information very quickly, make it look good with great videos and things like that. They're going to do an amazing job with my parents' coaching clinic, but this is exactly why they're here, to help you take your business and turn it into a money-making model. Make sure that you go to the website, SiteJab.com, and check out all the products and all the suites of products that they can offer your small to medium-sized business, SiteJab, SiteJab.com.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. The number if you'd like to call and get in here on ESPN 97.5. Rockets with their third win in a row. They're now 7-9 overall. John Wall with 24. Eric Gordon had 20, and they looked okay. Oladipo, I think he had 20 as well, but on a 7 of 21 shooting. So he's not the best shooter. We'll see how it works out. Steven Silas said that they played well together in the fourth quarter. That's the first time the two have played together, because John Wall had been hurt. So he said it's going to take a little bit of getting used to. I've been saying it for a while now. Carlos Correa is going to get his extension. And the Astros, they really, Jim Crane, they really appreciate what Carlos Correa did during the scandal, how he handled it, how he was, He backed all of his guys. He said a lot of the right things. He went after Cody Bellinger. I mean, he stepped up in the postseason when, you know, some guys, you know, they shrink. Carlos Correa was at his best. So Carlos Correa, you know, George Springer, gone. We know that. But Carlos Correa is the guy. We've been talking about this for how long? Who's going to last? Who's going to be the guy? They're not going to be able to afford everybody.
Right.
Springer loses, Correa wins. And not that Springer lost. I mean, he got $150 million. So it's not like he lost, but the Astros lost him. Correa is the last, well, not the last man standing, but he's the guy that the team is going to get behind because they are talking about a prospective extension. I'm telling you, they've been doing this for a while now. They've told Carlos behind the scenes that he is.
I didn't see this
he
coming.
Is going
to
be their guy.
I thought Carlos would want to be out, and Carlos recently said that he wanted to be an Astro for life. I mean, everything's pointing. I mean, if the Astros want to, everything's pointing in that direction. I would have thought, okay, well, we talked about it. It was even last year. He's got William Morris as his agency.
Yeah.
He's
boys with A-Rod.
A-Rod and J-Lo. Like, yeah. Carlos's wife loves the spotlight. And, like, everything would point to going to be a Met or maybe even a Yankee at some point. And it's pretty amazing that it's looking like there's a decent chance that it will be the other way around.
Yeah.
That it'll stay and not go.
Is it the right call, Correa instead of Springer? I think Correa's going to be
Correa's cheaper. The young guy who's going to be around for, listen.
But he has had his injuries.
Injury history, ups and downs, hitting-wise. He wasn't even eight. I think by the end of the year, I don't even think he was 800 OPS after a hot start. And then in the postseason, it's always like magical Carlos Correa shows up in the postseason. Even when he had the really bad year in 18, at that last game against the Cleveland Indians, he hits the home run, and the Astros all go crazy because they were so happy for him in that blowout win. And all of a sudden, he was swinging a better bat against the Red Sox. Like, he kind of got it back. So, I don't know. It might end up being the right call. I mean, he is an elite defender. The only reason he doesn't have a gold glove is because he doesn't play the whole season. Carlos Correa is...
Well, this year he didn't get it because of the scandal.
Yeah, but Carlos Correa... might be the best defensive shortstop in baseball.
In baseball.
Range, arm consistency.
It's stupid how good it is. Yeah, no, it's going to be interesting. It'll be interesting to see how much... I believe it's got to be less than... That Springer got. I don't think he gets $150 million. We'll see if it's the right call. Here's the thing: we've talked about it for years. Is he's got to stay on the field? Is he going to stay on the field? That's the most important thing. He's got to be there for his team. He's got to be able to stay healthy. He's had historically such a tough time with that. You know, we'll see if. You know, his workouts and everything else that he's doing this off season is going to, you know, make it so that he's able to stay on the field. That'll be the biggest thing. But they've been talking to him about an extension for a while now, and now it's out here that this is something that could well happen. I think he's probably a $20 to $22 million a year guy. I think that's probably going to be in the neighborhood.
He's shooting higher than that.
You think so?
Yeah, and especially after this year, if they can get people back in the stands and the money goes back up, I mean, I think he's going to be looking for the same deal that
George got.
Yep, I would think the exact same.
I would think that though that the team could say, "God, dude, we want you here."
What if Correa said he wanted a 4-year, $100 million deal?
No,
that's a mistake for the team.
It's a mistake for the team.
Yeah,
you got to go longer.
Now, in baseball, long contracts screw teams way more than it helps teams. But in this scenario, I would say a minimum of 5 years.
I would say six. I would say six.
Even with his injury history?
Yeah. Even with his injury history, you want to lock this dude in. Six, I just don't think he's going to get that 20. We'll see. This article I'm looking at. It said that it's certainly possible Correa matches Machado's guarantee of $300 million over 10 years No way. No way. I don't know who Andrew Gleinzer is, but he's saying it starts at $25 million a year. I don't think so. We'll see. We'll see. Now, I don't know if you're Springer's agent, or if you're Correa's agent, you say, we want that big money, otherwise he's going out on the market. But he's a guy that's, George Springer was a $22 million arbitration guy. Carlos Correa has been 5 and 12. I mean, that's not been a max dollar guy ever here, ever. They fought him over $750,000, went to arbitration over $750,000. They lost, but they were still fighting him for that on a $5 million deal. That's unbelievable. Unbelievable. And now you're saying he's a $25 million guy when they were fighting him for $750,000? I mean, that I don't see it.
How do you not see it? They've gone from George, like, why do you not think that Carlos Correa can make this massive jump upwards? He's a free agent.
Well,
he's good in the postseason. Everyone sees it. He's your team leader now. He showed that in the postseason. Looked like he was your ace alpha, frankly. And then, with what he did with Fromber and settling him down and things like that, then you've got Jose Altuve, who, frankly, his hitting last year and then his fielding, that really, to me, was a cause for concern when both of those showed up and you're thinking he's your long-term. Who's your long-term number one guy? I mean, I don't think Carlos deserves $25 million on the open market relative to what he's done. I just think he's going to ask for it, and I think the Astros may have to give it to him.
Well, the estimated earnings this year are going to be $15 million. That's well short of what George Springer made in his last year of arbitration. Well short. And this, I'm telling you,
your open market value, though, for a charismatic face of the franchise, elite defensive player who comes up clutch and who, frankly, if he hits this year, this year is going to be based on his hitting.
Listen, this postseason definitely helped him. I don't think there's any question.
We thought he was
definitely
like
helped him.
$15 million
guy. But the big question marks still don't go away. They still don't go away.
All he needs is 1 year, and then you got to make your decision, basically.
Yeah. Well, and he stayed healthy last year, but it was a shortened
season. That's what I mean. Yeah. Kenny, the two H's, health and hitting. Can he do both of those things? Can he be a guy who is up in the mid to high 800s in OPS? Is what he has to do. If he's in the 900s, you can forget about it. If Carlos Correa is around 900 OPS, you're going to pay at least $25
million. That's so funny.
Especially if he plays
around
145 games.
Okay, if he's around the 900s, what was Lance Berkman's career OPS?
950?
943.
Yeah.
And Carlos Correa has to get up in the 900 neighborhood to make $25 million.
Yeah. Well, Lance Berkman's a $25 million player if he played in today's game.
If he played today.
Yeah.
I mean, look at that. I mean, Lance Berkman career slugging 537, on base 406, 943. He was over 1,000 three times in his career, over 900 practically every year. And... yeah, he's not. He didn't even make it past the first ballot. It's so stupid. All right, time to talk a little insurance right now,
Lance. TGS Insurance wants you to get the best. They just want you to get the best rate. They just want you to have the best rate available for A-rated insurance. They don't want to give you the best rate for a janky insurance company. They want you to have one of the same companies that underwrites the larger insurance companies. Did you know some of these larger companies, they use underwriters to basically take care of their insurance as well? You just end up paying the middleman. But the great thing with TGS is that they will search for the best rates for you with an aggregate of top A-rated companies and then pass along the best rate that they can offer to you. And it's real simple. You text the word money to 232323. That's money to 232323. And they are going to get the very best rate. They text it back to you. This all takes about 15 seconds. You can actually be flipped over to the new insurance company and start your savings immediately. It can be done today. It's not a problem. Text the word money to 232323 and find out if what you've been paying for your homeowner's insurance is way too much. TGSinsurance.com.
ESPN 97.5.